This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Over the last 4 days, China's commercial capital, Shanghai, has been smothered by its worst air pollution on record. Buildings were invisible from the waist up. Flights were canceled. City vehicles have been ordered off the roads as people stay indoors, hunkered down around their particle filters. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz has been trying to shelter his own kids from this, and he joins us from Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Good morning, David.
You know, we're becoming used to news like this coming out of northern China, say Beijing last year, that airpocalypse, they called it. But it seems Shanghai is not immune to this, right?
No, you know, Shanghai up until now has had the reputation of having cleaner air when compared to Beijing, but not this week. The level of what's called PM 2.5, or particulate matter small enough to enter your bloodstream, was 25 times higher than what the World Health Organization considers unsafe on Friday. And it was pretty close to that level today. So stepping outside here is hazardous.
How are people coping? How are you coping?
A couple of years ago, you know, my wife and I made a tough decision to spend a big chunk of cash on a hospital-grade air filters for our home. We put one in each of our son's rooms and one in our room when we sleep. So on Friday, when we had a horrible air day, and today, which wasn't much better, I turned the filters on high and kept my 5-year-old home from school. He stayed inside all day. When I finally did venture outside, I noticed a surprising number of people here in Shanghai wearing the latest in industrial air filtration masks. So the interesting thing here, David, is that unlike a few years ago when many Chinese people I knew who would label the smog fog and not worry about it, it's clear that now most people know that this is not just fog and they're taking precautions to protect themselves.
Now, my thoughts are with children and the infirm here, but I have to ask, what is this stuff in the air doing to investment in business in China?
Well, yeah, you know, it's not great timing because the government's been wrapped up in promoting a new free trade zone here in Shanghai that they hope will attract all sorts of foreign business and investment. You know, China wants to make Shanghai the financial center of the world that would rival New York City, but it's becoming harder to make a case for that and for a free trade zone itself when the people in this city aren't even free to breathe clean air on most days. You know, living in China has become very bad for your health.
Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thank you.
Thanks, David.